the 10th of Adar, Tanya is in the middle of Perek Chavtes, chapter 29, on page 376. The Alter Rebbe has begun to describe the condition of Timtum Halev, the plugged heart, the insensitivity of a heart when it is smug and complacent and can't be moved and can't be inspired, even though he is thinking about the greatness of God and he understands the greatness of God, and yet it doesn't move him. That's the condition. What is the cause? Vahasibahi, the cause is gasus haklipa, the arrogance of the klipa, of the animal soul, shemagbia atzma al-ek dushas nefesh olikis, which raises itself against the light of the godly soul, umasteres umachshecha eira, and it darkens and blocks the light, the godly soul's light. In other words, normally, an animal soul offers a conflicting or an opposite suggestion. The godly soul wants to do a mitzvah, the animal soul says no. The godly soul doesn't want to do an aveda, the animal soul says yes. That's the function of a normal animal soul, to provide an alternative, to provide a choice. But at times, the animal soul becomes so arrogant that it not only offers another suggestion, but it rejects and blocks the godly soul's suggestion, the godly soul's impulse or input. And therefore, since the problem is not the normal problem of a temptation of Yetzer Hara, but the problem is a condition of arrogance, that's why the solution is that tzarich levacho ulashpilo l'ofa. It has to be humbled and has to be brought down to the earth. And that's the idea of splintering, the idea of shattering. Shattering means letting out the arrogance, bringing it back down to its normal size. Dahainu, now how is this done? How does one shatter the arrogance of the animal soul? He has to set aside times to humble himself. To become despicable in his own eyes, contemptible in his own eyes, as it is written. And a broken heart and a broken spirit. This broken spirit, ruach, means not the spirit of the godly soul, but the spirit of the klipa. When a Beinoni is disgusted with himself, when he is embarrassed and disgusted with himself, he is basically disgusted with his animal soul. Because in the Beinoni, the identification is with the animal soul. The Beinoni identifies with the animal soul. Shenefesh hachiyunis hamechaya haguf hi betokva keteldoso belibe. Because the animal soul that gives life to his body is in its original strength in his heart. It hasn't been displaced at all and hasn't been weakened. Nimtza hi ha'adam atzmi. And therefore, the Beinoni identifies with the animal soul. So when he says that he is disgusted with himself, who is self, or what is self in a Beinoni? The self is the animal soul. Not that that is the true condition of a Jew, of any Jew. The true essence of every Jew is his godly soul. Even the Zosha, even the lowest of the low, the true I is the godly soul. The Meida Ani, when a Jew says in the morning, Meida Ani, I acknowledge, who is the I? The godly soul. That's the true I of a Jew. But that's how it is in truth. But in one's experience, the Beinoni, and certainly the Rasha, in their experience, they identify themselves with their animal soul. V'al nefesh olikisha b'nemar, and concerning the godly soul that a Jew has, concerning the godly soul, it says, Nishomo shenasato bi, in the davening. We say, Nishomo shenasato bi tohera hi, the soul that you gave in me, placed in me, is pure. The pure soul, obviously, is the godly soul. And we say, you placed it in me. Shenasato bi daikin. Placed in me. Michlal shehaodam atzmei enenna ha-nishomo tohera. Which indicates, which shows that the person himself, the me, is not the godly soul. The godly soul was placed in me. So in the Beinoni, the me is the animal soul. Ki'im b'tzadikim, but the opposite is true with a tzadik. In the tzadikim, shebohem hu lehepach. With them it's the exact opposite. Shenishoma ha-tahira hi nefesh holikis hu ha-odam, the godly soul. The pure soul, which is the godly soul, that is the person in the tzaddik. The gufam nikra besar odam. And the body is what is added on. The body is called the flesh of man, an addition to the person himself. So in the Beinoni, because he identifies with his animal soul, when he takes himself to task and finds himself despicable, his self means his animal soul. And so he's humbling the arrogance of the animal soul when he despises himself and becomes embittered with his condition, with his state. And in that way, he breaks the arrogance of the animal soul. And by breaking the arrogance, he breaks also the complacency and the smugness, so that he is once again free to be inspired, to be motivated, animated, and so on. In the Hayyim game for the 10th of Adar, the Rebbe writes that Bebirchas HaMozeh, Kedim Mayim Achreinim, Emrim Al Naris Bovel, Lam Natseach Ben Gineis, Avorcho and Zechelik. B'yayim She'ein Emrim Beitachnon, on a day in which we don't say Tachnon, we say Shir HaMayles Bishuv, we say Levnei Kedach, Avorcho and Zechelik. Acha Mayim Achreinim, and after washing my machrenim, then we say, Vayedaber Eli.